We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Down on the corner. B. Mitchell Finley, Victory Monday, baby. Presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com. To view open positions and apply today. MIOScareers.com. MIOScareers.com. Go get a job, Cody. Stealing money around here. All you do is throw footballs around. Answer some phones. I think we've got a telly controversy again.
We do?
The real telly is on the phone.
It's definitely. Everybody got a different.
Hello. Name Hello, telly. Or real telly.
Who loves you, baby? Hey, let me say something real quick. Who actually names their child Telly? I don't know. His mother must have been smoking something, too. Listen, happy Victory Monday and happy birthday to me. Just want to let the world know. Hey.
Whose birthday quick. Is it? You?
Yeah, it's my birthday. The real Telly from D.C. It's my
happy birthday, real Telly.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, brother.
Hey, appreciate you. Listen, man, I love Heineke. Loved him in the beginning of the season. Love him now. You know, but he has everything you want in a quarterback except for height and arm. If he had a height and an arm, man, that boy would be a Hall of Fame quarterback, to be honest with you. Listen, I also want to give a shout-out to the offensive line. They've been playing great all year long, and, you know, just wanted to give a shout-out to them. You know, my wife kind of got me some tickets today to the Wizards game, so hopefully the presence of the real telly going to bring them a W. And if I can get a follow from JP and Mitch on my birthday, man, that would be great.
Well, are you just sent us the picture of that dude with a toothpick in his mouth?
Yeah, what you mean that dude? That's Telly Savalas, man. See, Mitch may know about Telly Savalas. You may not. He loves you, baby.
Who is that guy?
Oh, actor.
All right. I will follow you right now. Boom. Done. And B. Mitch will do it. I'll get his phone or he'll do it right now. Happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy.
It's the old Telly.
I think we have an important call here. Let's hear from Zach in Reston. Hello, Zach.
What's up, guys?
What was that?
I have to admit, I missed the part of the entire turkey conversation, but I would have to say I feel very strongly about this, that spiral ham is much better than turkey on Thanksgiving. I know it's a Christmas thing, right? But I think ham is better, and also if you like stuffing, like the true stuffing coming out of the turkey's butt, you're a monster. And
Zach just spitting facts.
Well, I don't think anybody actually cooks it in the turkey butt anymore. But I do like turkey. I like turkey. I mean, I like everything, to be honest with you.
Thank you for the call.
And you got to realize, JP's kind of like a kid. He don't like much of anything that's supposed to be eaten.
Something tells me Cody loves eating stuffing out of turkey butts. Cody, okay. Do you like
if
eating food out of butts?
If that's where it's coming from, we're going to eat it.
I'm not actually sure. I like stuffing.
You're unsure if you like food out of butts?
I'm unsure where this stuffing comes from on Thanksgiving. I just eat it.
Do you know where babies come from?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Ham is obviously better than turkey. There's no debate.
Not true. I mean, if you are a person that eat the same crap all the time, yeah, you might think that. But if you got like a nice palate and you like different things at different times, then you won't think that.
Couple important updates here from the B. Mitchell Finley Twitter account. B. Mitchell Finley, Cody runs the Twitter thread, does a very good job with it. First, the poll is closed on where should you cut your fingernails.
Wherever the hell you feel like it.
73% of people say at home. 21% of people say during your radio show, and 5% of people say anywhere else.
Well, many people think that I'm always working, so that's like home. So you're right. I do it whenever the hell I feel like it.
The best reply is from Steve Conover. He says, in my best B-Mitch voice, wherever I damn well feel like it.
There you go.
It's like he predicted what you were going to say.
100%.
Now, Cody has another Twitter poll going. Which Washington football team win was better? Beating the Bucks at home, where Brady turns it over, or going down to Carolina, taking their best punch and punching back?
Tampa, you beat the defending champs.
I agree. I think Washington played better against Carolina in a more hostile environment. Although, there was a lot of Bucks fans at FedEx Field. But still, I think you beat the defending Super Bowl champs. You beat Tom Brady. That's, you don't have that win, I don't think you get this win. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Because that's a big stone to build upon.
Yeah.
In the first hour of votes on the which win was better, Tampa's overwhelmingly winning this thing, 74.9% to 25.1% for Carolina.
Yeah, with that.
I think Carolina was the better win. Not only did the team, you know, play better, I thought it was a more complete performance this week, but they almost beat Tampa last year. So I feel like this win against Carolina was one that really showed me something.
Because they almost beat Tampa last year in the playoffs?
Yeah. They almost beat them last year.
You know how I can tell B-Mitch isn't paying attention?
I wasn't.
Lavelle, say it again. Why was the win better?
Oh, I thought they played more complete against Carolina this year, but you know, we kind of knew they could beat Tampa because they almost beat them last year. So this game,
it's the same stuff. So I don't care.
Now he's paying attention, and he's just.
Now I was just looking at the fact of how many games you lost this week. So.
I thought I did pretty good.
Not in that little thing.
Brady is in Blacksburg on the phone.
Brady,
what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Hey, happy Victory Monday.
Yeah.
A couple things. One, for Taylor Heinicke, you know, I think we got to roll with him. Right now, I feel he's better than at least a dozen of the other starting quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, we can go team by team, Ben Roethlisberger, Baker Mayfield, division by division, at least one or two teams in each division. He is right there on par, if not better, than those quarterbacks that they have. I know JP, all he wants for Christmas is QBX. Right now, he's got a QB with the X factor, and that factor is a winning attitude that inspires his players. B. Mitch, you say you want a Justin Herbert. I'm down. But how many of them are there out there?
I didn't say I wanted a Justin Herbert. I compared the two since we started off by saying something about him being a rookie. I'll tell you like this.
And
I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't want to talk about it every damn week. I want to talk about it at the end of the season. And if we're sitting with a losing record, I don't give a damn who he is.
I just think it's a lot. That QBX is a lot harder to find. And every year, three or four guys get taken in the first round. And usually two or three of them don't pan out. And that just, for us.
But that doesn't mean you stop capital. Swinging.
But that doesn't mean you stop.
Does it? I hear you. But right now, I just think roll with Heinicke. Stop calling him a glorified backup because he has earned, in my opinion, the recognition that he will be a starter in this league, so, at least for the next few years.
Right now, they're rolling with him. Okay, so you got that first thing. And if he becomes a starter, then we can have that discussion. But right now, I don't think it's just JP and I that are saying that. It's the people that make the decisions over there. They were the ones that were saying different things last week and looking for other people too.
So, Brady, would you have called in and said the same thing after the Denver game?
I would say he is a QB with an X factor. Is he going to give you A-grade quality of play week after week? No. So I would say yes, I would have. And here's why. Because when you really look at the league, there's a lot of quarterbacks that are not giving you A-grade quality, and they're starting for teams across the league.
So to that point, I agree with you. Thank you for the call, Brady. Appreciate you, buddy. If you look at some of the dudes that started yesterday, I'd rather have Taylor than a lot of them. All right? The Detroit Lions rolled out Tim Boyle, a guy that threw more picks than touchdowns at UConn.
Do you want to be where the Detroit Lions are?
No. Okay. I like Heinicke better than Simeon that's playing for the Saints.
Do you want to be where the Saints are currently are?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying Miami with Tua, I think I'd rather have Heinicke.
Do you want to be where Miami is right now?
No. Okay. But my point is that there are quarterbacks out there that are starters that are worse, I believe.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of to the caller's point.
All the quarterbacks you just named are backups. Name me some.
Tua wasn't supposed to be.
Name me some true upper echelon quarterbacks that we're going to have the same conversation.
I don't think I can go to upper echelon.
So don't give me the worst quarterbacks out there and try to make it seem like he's so damn good.
Baker.
You just gave me.
Baker. Right,
Baker. Is he better than Baker?
This year he has been. Because, listen, Baker's had ups and downs too, but his downs are way down.
All right.
Dude, B, yesterday Baker threw 175 yards with a touchdown and two picks.
Yeah.
For the season, I think he's got 10 touchdowns and eight picks.
It's garbage at this year, that point.
Now, Tannehill was awful yesterday. Tannehill's been quite good before.
Tannehill had one bad game then. But would you try not to, just because you got better than Trevor Siemian, better than Boyle, you stop looking?
No, hell no. I'm not saying to stop looking. But
like people like to call and say it to me, let's be real. You're always looking to improve your team. That's what the hell you're supposed to do.
Totally.
And just because we're happy with a little story doesn't mean you stop looking.
I totally agree with that. And this team has at times seemed comfortable to not keep looking. When you know you got guys on IR and you're not bringing other people in, I haven't understood leaving roster spots for players when you know, you're not bringing, the kicker situation. Nothing happened until the very end when you had to make a move, and then the move you were forced to make was terrible. You only got bailed out because Sly got released.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Blewett was still kicking.
No, I don't want to do that.
I mean, it's a horror movie.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to keep imagining. All I know, you can say what you want. You can do what you want. But you better damn well make sure you can get another 15,000, 20,000 people sitting in them seats.
What's interesting is when you said that, I got a bunch of Twitter responses of people saying, are you crazy? Fans love watching Heinicke. They might, but they're not showing up.
No, a certain group of fans love watching Heinicke. And I never knew of this until John Thompson made me realize the loudest is not always the majority.
Just look at FedEx Field.
You know how
it's
many,
empty.
You see how many empty damn seats out there? So, no, they don't love watching a damn thing.
I think, obviously, the lack of attendance shows you're correct, right? I think more people hate FedEx than necessarily, I think a lot of people are intrigued and like the Heinicke story, but they're just not coming to FedEx Field.
They hated FedEx Field when Robert Griffin III was running up and down the field, too. And they found a way to get there.
It's the cynicism towards the organization and the hatred of that stadium has increased significantly, I'd say, in the last 5 years.
It has increased, but you're going to take somebody magical to make them come back and still be cynical towards the organization. You're not going to have a run-in-the-mill story that's going to make them come back like that. So people like to throw stuff. This is reality now. It's not just about, it's about making some damn cheddar, too, and having more butts in the seats than not in the seats.
Hold on to your butts, Landfill. Let's go to Tony in D.C. Tony, what's up, man? Tony, you there? Sound like you're in a submarine.
Yeah, I had some bread in my mouth, man. I'm sorry, man. Hey, look.
I appreciate the honesty.
I just called to say y'all got to stop playing Taylor Heinicke game down with, man. And I say that because that man only has entry-level expertise, man. So he is a rookie regardless of his age or not, man. If you ain't got a lot of starting experience, you're a rookie, man. That's just like college, you're a freshman, your first year or whatever. I mean, it's just the level of expertise. And my thing is, that man just did what he did against a number two defense. You know, he threw that ball effortlessly, man, and executed, man, touchdown after touchdown. No picks, no turnovers, man. You can't keep saying, well, he ain't better than this person, that person. Them people not doing the same thing he's doing, man. And that's all I got.
Dude, they said, Tony, they said the same damn thing about Kirk Cousins. And he been winning a lot of games. He got a ton of damn money. So they still say it. You don't sit up here and just because somebody had a good game. And first of all, I didn't care to talk about anything negative about him. Instead of when we talk about Taylor, we forget everything. And we want to just focus on the positive all only. There are other things out there, too. And if he were the guy that everyone says he was, I would think Washington would be like, hell, let's sign him to a long-term deal right now. If they didn't have questions.
They signed him to a two-year deal.
Signed him to a two-year deal. That's not a long-term deal. And that deal is not a damn starting quarterback deal.
No.
So what I'm trying to say, if they felt like everybody's trying to say they feel today, he would have a deal somewhere of that nature.
It is interesting. If he continues to play this way, they will have to figure out a contract because you don't want to lose him, even if it's in a backup role. Because you got backup.
But the thing
what is Colt
is,
making
listen,
right now? Like after a dependable
Taylor
backup
has a
makes
good
a lot
game.
Of money.
Let's say he had a good game, and let's hope he have another good game because another consistent game. Let's stop. The fans want us to just want me to just focus when they automatically are going 3-4 years down the road. No, I said let him play the year out. And let's see what happens. But just because the last 2 weeks happened doesn't mean that I'm all on automatically going to think what they think. Some quarterbacks are better than others, and that's going to be like that since the beginning of time, and it's going to be like that at the end of time. We don't just automatically not have those comparisons just because we like somebody.
Your phone calls next. Plus, Landfill has some really, really disturbing numbers for a Washington football team player that I got to let him get off his chest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I've had my mother's, but yeah. I've had it.
Shout out Gary Carter. Talking about your sweet potato pie. It's legendary. We got a bunch of calls. Somehow during the commercial break, Cody Betts has us all screaming at each other. We're just tossing around if Heinicke plays this well through the end of the year, even if he's not necessarily your QB1 of the future, you want him around. What does a contract extension look like? The number I threw out was, and this is an extension, so it's on top of the 1 year he already has left on his current deal, 3 years, 18 mil, with about 10, 12 mil guaranteed. To three of us, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Landfill?
Seems reasonable.
Cotto?
Hard to see how anybody could not find that
all
as Cody a reasonable contract.
All Cody wants to do is scream about Colt McCoy.
Okay, I'll talk about the Chiefs now. Who's their backup?
What the hell is your point? Like
those teams are better. They're not spending a lot of money on their backup QB.
How much money they spend on their backup quarterback?
$1 million.
You think that because they have Patrick Mahomes and they're paying him $45 million a year?
But my point was, if you want to go sign Aaron Rodgers for $40 million a year, you're not going to spend $6 million on your backup.
Cody, they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers.
But I'm saying if you were
you know, what's the name of the backup at the Chiefs again?
Chad Henne.
Chad Henne was sitting at home doing nothing. And Andy Reid said, look, I might need you. We're going to give you $1 million. And his wife said, get your ass off that couch and go make that $1 million. It's not like Chad Henne was like playing a lot. He was doing nothing when they brought him back.
The tier Heinicke will find himself in, unless, now listen, if he's able to play like he has the last two games through the rest of the season, the money will change. But if we see some of the volatility we've seen throughout the season, he's going to land in a tier of money that is good money, but not close to starting quarterback money. You're talking about a guy like Case Keenum, who makes $6 million a year as the backup in Cleveland. A guy like Jacoby Brissett, who makes $5 million as the backup in Miami. Mason Rudolph is making $5 million for the Steelers. You love pointing out that I only bring up bad teams. Steelers are a good team. They're well-run. They always are. They recognize they have an old-ass quarterback, so they paid a backup they trust a little bit of money. Those aren't big salaries, dude.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. But in L.A., who's their backup? Behind Matt Stafford.
Wolford.
How much is he getting paid?
A lot of these guys are draft picks that you keep bringing up, and it's because they're draft picks that they don't have to get paid.
I don't think he was a draft pick. He's getting paid $750,000 a year.
Better hope Stafford doesn't get hurt.
My point was, if didn't he get hurt in the playoff game? Didn't they win?
No. Didn't Goff come back with his thumb floating around?
I think the game before that or something, they won against Seattle.
Listen. If you want to keep Taylor Heinicke around, it's going to cost more than the mill. You don't want to keep Taylor Heinicke around.
He already making more than the mill, so it's going to cost more than
right.
the mill. He's not going to stay around.
He's not going back. You don't want to pay Heinicke more than $1 million is your stance.
I didn't want to pay him $6 million.
So what is your sweet spot then, sweetheart?
I think about $3 million
would be. Oh, my God.
It's just not.
It's the not, salary cap's $220 million. It's an irrelevant sum in the scheme of things.
Sam Darnold is making $7.5 million.
He was the starter.
He sucks.
That's not my problem. They signed him to be the starter. He got starter money.
No, he didn't. He got come try to prove it to me that you could be a starter money.
Nick That's Foles not starter is money. Making $8 million a year.
He won a Super Bowl.
He's not the starter. He's the third stringer.
Yeah, I mean,
they got Dalton
terrible.
And Fields and Foles. All I'm saying, Kodo, is you got to try to understand the marketplace, because it was this mindset of, yo, we can't pay this guy. He's not as good as Patrick Mahomes. It was that mindset that got Kirk Cousins to Minnesota. Quarterback money's just different.
But if you signed Kirk Cousins, it was to be the starter.
Yes.
If you sign Taylor Heinicke to a 3-year, $18 million, is he your starter or is he your backup?
No, that's a backup. That's backup.
It's
money.
It's backup money.
The starter money is anywhere from 25.
Hold on, let me be clear. You know I'm saying $6 million a year, right? 3 years, $18 million total. I'm not saying $18 million per. And you still think that's too much?
Yeah, I do.
I don't even think he would sign that. I think that's team friendly.
Yeah.
He might want to go chase starter money. He might want to do the Ryan Fitzpatrick circuit, where you bounce around and make $10 million a year.
Can we make a deal? Can we stop talking about Taylor Heinicke money until the end of the season?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell you, it's so many things we could talk about when it comes to this football team, other than him being the starter and not being a starter. We can talk about his game, and we can move forward. Because at the end of the season, they're going to go out there and do that. Let's just talk about the whole thing, and let's move forward. Because if he has an awful game, guess what? The people that don't like him going to call in and say, get rid of him. And then you got to worry about that. You know what? Hey, the team, they won. We're happy. Let's move forward.
What impressed you most yesterday?
The second week in a row that they were more consistent. The biggest thing I was impressed by, Jonathan Allen was throwing people around and doing ragdolls. I watched him get double teamed several times, and he just like, and he was dominant as hell. You know, I went into the game yesterday to watch the trenches. And I always tell you, I watch to see who wins the battle at the line of scrimmage.
I was going to say the O-line.
Well, I'm going to say it. Washington won both sides of that battle, which is the reason I think they won the game. I don't care about no Heinicke. I don't care about McLaurin or whoever else. The big boys up front made it possible for all that stuff to happen, which was the reputation of Washington back in the day. And I would love to see that come back, because if those big guys do what they did yesterday, do what they did against Tampa, then you'll see a lot more wins. I don't care about liking a skilled position player. I care about winning a lot. And if the big boys are handling their business, that's going to happen.
Let's hit these phone calls. Let's go to my guy, John. Johnny, what's up, man? You are on the Gambit DC Listener Lines.
What's up, JP and B Mitch?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Victory Monday. Not only did we win, the good guys, the Washington football team, but Dallas lost, and that makes it even better.
Yeah, it does.
It's true.
I should have brought some shots in here today.
Dallas lost, and they've now lost two of three, and they've gotten their down some players for the Thanksgiving game.
Mm-hmm. Who are they playing again?
Raiders.
Okay. Well, look, JP, thank you for coming out Saturday. We had an amazing time.
Oh, what's up? I didn't realize this is that, Jonathan. What's up, man? Yeah, thank you for having me. Oh, I haven't even told these guys the story. I'm going to tell it right now. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun seeing you down there. So, in Charlotte, that guy, Jonathan, runs like the Charlotte Washington football team fan club.
Mm-hmm.
And they always do a big rally. I've been to it before, and it's a lot of fun. And I told those guys that I'd come to this one. It was at a bar called Jack Beagles. You ever heard of Jack Beagles?
No.
It's a pretty unique name, right?
I think Jack Tripper at the Regal Beagle.
That's kind of what I thought, too. But this joint is called Jack Beagles Saloon, or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So I'm with Mitch, and I'm with Uncle Don, and I'm with my buddy Ewalt. And we get a bite to eat earlier in the day, so I had some food before I go to this rally. That's where I saw Steve. Was at this really good hamburger joint called the Cowbell Burger Bar.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like it, B. It was burgers and bourbon. So we get done there. I get my phone out. I pull up Uber. I type in Jack Beagles. It pops up. I say, let's go. Uber arrives, takes me to Jack Beagles. I've been to enough of these rallies. You usually spot it a mile away because they're packed and everybody's wearing Washington football team or Redskins gear. There's a lot of burgundy. There's a lot of gold. There's a lot of excitement. We get to this place, and I'm like, oh, you know, this bar is cool. They got a band playing. It was a cool spot, but I didn't see any Washington fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, like, are we late? Like, I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at my watch. There's two bars called Jack Beagles.
Oh, you had the wrong one.
We went to Jack Beagles North, and we needed to go to Jack Beagles South. So then we had to call another Uber.
So Uncle Don and them left you to get directions.
They left me to call the Uber.
Yeah, you kind of just like, it's like math for you. Yeah.
But whatever. So we got another Uber back downtown and went to the right spot. It was packed. It was fun. A ton of people say they listened to the show. It was a lot of fun. Everybody says hello. They were mad you weren't there.
Hello. You want me to come to North Carolina? Invite me to come play golf with you. I'll do that. I don't like traveling to work. I did that long enough.
Let's go to Daryl in Fairfax. Daryl, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, JP? Hey, B, Mitch.
What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Hey, B, I just got to disagree with you, man, on your take on Heineke, because I feel like you keep hitting him with the, but we need to see more thing. And the reason I say it's like, you're like, well, with every great game, it's like, all right, yeah, but I need to see more. But
I'm always want to see more. Like, I don't care if it's Kirk Cousins or anybody else. I'm going to want to see more.
Of course. But you're always hitting with, like, well, if he was that great, he would have been signed elsewhere. But if you look at it, he was picked up. He was unsigned, undrafted free agent by the Vikings. He wasn't taking Bridgewater's spot. Okay? So he goes to Carolina. He ends up with Cam Newton and Rivera and company. He wasn't taking Cam Newton's spot. He ended up at the Patriots and the Texans. He wasn't taking Brady's or Watson's spot. So it's he couldn't help where he was at. He ended up a journeyman because he was on the back of the roster and he's showing up late to the party.
So am I wrong for expecting to see more? See, my standards may be a little bit higher than yours. So don't knock me. I haven't said any of the stuff you said in I don't know how damn long. I said I wanted to see the team do the same thing again. I didn't say nothing about him. Actually, JP brings up Taylor all the time. If it was up to me, we wouldn't talk about him anymore. To the end of the season, to be totally honest.
You don't want
to
talk about the quarterback of the team?
No, I don't want to talk about him like you all want to talk about him. You want to talk about contracts and starting quarterback? No, I'll talk about the game he just played.
Okay.
But I don't want to talk about all this other BS that doesn't make one damn bit of difference.
People do try to – thank you for the call, Daryl. People do try to put you in a box that you're not in on Taylor say you just want to wait till the end of the season.
I have never been a person to care what everybody else thinks.
No,
so
you?
Stop wasting your damn time trying to tell me how to think, because I'm going to tell you, I still want to see more. Just like I know this coaching staff wants to see more. Just like everybody should want to see more. Whenever they do good, you know what? Show it to me again. And if they keep showing you more, guess what we'll do? We'll have a record when we got way more wins than we do damn losses. But if they keep going like you're going, everybody have the same feelings y'all have, we'll be 7-9, 7-10, that type of thing, and y'all be happy. But guess what? I'm going to still be asking to see more. If you go 13-4, I want to see 14-3. Is that a problem?
I remember this offseason, we were doing quarterback rankings or something, mm-hmm. and I said I would put Justin Herbert in the top five already.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what you said then?
Let me
of a
see
guy
more.
That set a rookie touchdown record. You
Let
said,
me see more.
I got to see more.
Yeah.
So,
and what did I tell you about him?
And
what did I tell you about him today?
Now you're ready to put him in the top five.
That damn dude has shown me after having a good year and then stumbling some this year earlier, then he came back. The whole thing about it is I get on this radio because that's what I love to do. But I am a professional football player that happens to be on the radio now. I don't think like most of you fans out there. So when you're amazed by something, I'm not. When you get overwhelmed about what the hell goes on, I'm not, because I've seen this stuff. I live this stuff. So just let me have my opinion, just like you want me to let you have your opinion. So when you praise him, cool. I never say you shouldn't praise him. I say, hey, I need to see more. I, BKM, need to see more. Whoever, whatever your damn initials are out there, you might not want to see more. And that's your right. But do not try to knock mine, because guess what? It ain't going to happen any damn way.
The last part you said is certainly true. We got a break. There's three callers on. Lock the phones. We'll speed round these guys. We'll try anyway. And I know we got a lot of Herd It Here first weekend parlay to get through. Grant and Danny coming up at 2 o'clock. Speed round. Tell us your high school. Say one cogent thought and you're out.
Brian Mitchell, Plaquemine High School, Green Devils.
Well done. What Chris up, in D.C., you're up.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mitchell. Good afternoon, Mr. Finley.
What up, Chris?
What's going on? Robert E. Perry High School Huskies.
Go Huskies.
My only coaching thought is, wife loved Brian Mitchell's red plaid sport coat. Fire, straight fire. But J.P. Finley, you may have won the day. She loved that gray houndtooth that you went through. You raised your game. She's very proud of
upset
you.
Upset of the
but
year.
Now you, she wants you to lean on Mitch Tischler. I said, honey, don't hold your breath on that one.
lean on him in what capacity to help him out? Oh.
Oh, yeah. He needs to raise his game a little bit. You know,
The O linemen aren't always the best dressed.
That is true.
Trent Williams is a great dress. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, speed round, brother. Hit us.
Beamish, JP, what's up?
What's up, Chris?
What up, man?
Joe.
All right, Hayfield High School, Alexandria, Virginia. It's class of 06. Love it and represent all the time. By the way, real quick, you know, it's always turkey for Thanksgiving. Ham's okay, but it's turkey. Come on, man. Turkey, JP. I know.
It's tofurkey, Joe. It's tofurkey. Thank you for the call, Joe. Last call of the day. Vic, what up, man? Speed round, Vic.
Vic, what up?
What's up, B-Mitch? What's up, Fendi? I'm going to be real quick about this. I need to see more, but from a different person. Cole Holcomb, he does make a lot of tackles. He's in the spots where he needs to be most of the time. But Cole leaves a lot on the field in coverage when he's not stinking or he's just getting passes thrown just behind him or just in front of him.
Fair enough. Thank you, Vic. If you need to see more out of Cole, you got to see a mountain more out of Jamin.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get to that today.
I know. That was a good call.
We'll save that for tomorrow at landfill. I think that's worth talking about.
That was a good call because at times Cole looks so good, and at other times he still looks lost, whereas Jamin is just not. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this before the show. Do you remember him being on the field? Whoever wants to talk, go for it. You cut me off? I'm good.
Well, he just did, but you do every day.
I never do that.
You don't cut off people?
Weekend parlay, we went 3-3, which stinks. JP lost again. No surprise there. B-Mitch, you got a pick for tonight?
No.
No pick for tonight.
I have one here real quick. I got time. I got 3-4 minutes.
You do have 3-4 minutes.
It's stunning. We're in such a hurry. I couldn't finish a point. Well, and nobody's ready for what you want to do.
That was going to go on for six more minutes. We all know it. Giants and Bucks are playing tonight. Taking the Giants. They're plus 11. Of course.
Plus 11?
Yeah, Giants plus 11. Against the Bucks.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks have been struggling recently, and not they just because they lost to Washington.
Yeah, they have been.
Mm-hmm. I think we should assign JP a pick.
I'll take the Giants as well.
He's upset. He'll take the Cavs plus 5.5.
You're not assigning me a father ducking thing, Lamphill. Cody, go ahead.
All right. I think I'm going to take Tom Brady over 294.5 passing yards, and I'm going to take a Mike Evans anytime touchdown.
Woo! You starting to do that little parlay thing up there, huh?
When's the last time you didn't put a parlay in?
I just think life's too short to not put in a parlay.
Well, here, add me the Wiz minus 4.5. Is it 4.5?
I think it's 5.5.
No, it's 4.5. I'm looking at
it. It is 4.5. You're right.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Oof, that's a reverse system pick there, B. Everybody's on the Wiz.
I'm not calling it no damn system, nothing. I'm just picking.
System pick lost in the parlay this weekend.
Yes, it sure did.
The parlay went 3-3, and yet my loss is the one that gets pointed out.
Yours lost
first.
That's
correct.
I didn't lose first.
You said it was a system pick. We only say stuff because you say system pick. You picking anything?
Yeah, I'll take the Giants with points. Should we just go to Grant and Danny?
That's cool with me.
Okay, talk to you guys tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.